You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Friday's local report of news from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Partly cloudy for Friday night. Showers likely with a chance of a thunderstorm overnight. Continued muggy with the overnight low temperatures in the 70s. On Saturday, partly sunny, a 40% chance of rain. Daytime high near 60 degrees. And on Sunday, nice weather returns, at least for one day. Sunny and a high of about 78 degrees. Topping Friday's local news, due to a power failure, our station was off the air yesterday, but we did post news on our website, niagaradio.net, and on Facebook by entering niagaradio.net, and you can catch up on all the news you might have missed then. There's a lot of stories there that we reported first yesterday that you're just hearing about today. We'll tell you about that in a minute. In other news, city police that were notified that a driver in the area is frequently drinking and cruising the neighborhood reportedly spotted his vehicle pulling up to a nearby house around 61st Street. That driver is now identified as James Mance of Woodlawn Avenue. Police said they could smell alcohol coming from the vehicle, and Mance appeared to be intoxicated. When they asked him if he had been drinking, he had allegedly admitted to having the proverbial two drinks, but then reportedly stated he was just buzzed, but not enough to prevent him from driving. Well, after a few field sobriety tests that Mance reportedly failed, he was charged with first-time driving while intoxicated. He was issued an appearance ticket in the case, and he reportedly also refused to submit to an alcohol breath test. And that happened after police said they found an open can of cold twisted tea in the center console of his car. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, our local news is brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Well, that's all you need to get Chris to your home to fix any home appliances, and he does it for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. He's that reasonable. And with 44 years experience, he's that good. So make sure you have his number handy when you need it, 523-5911. Put it in your cell phone now. And the local news is brought to you daily by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, both locally owned and both locally operated. And that's why they take the time to care about you. They don't treat you like a number in a big corporate drugstore. They give you that personal touch that you'll appreciate at both the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue and Wellness Park at 87th and Buffalo Avenue. And if you want to switch your prescriptions over to them, call them for free delivery at 260-1918. In other local news, yesterday we reported a number of traffic accidents in our area, including a pedestrian and dog that were struck by a vehicle in North Tonawanda and a major fire on Pine Avenue. And some of those events are being presented as breaking news today by other outlets. But to hear the original story that we carried yesterday, just go to our website, niagaradio.net, refresh your browser, and you'll be able to click the local news button and see the whole week's news, including yesterday's report. And all the news is also found daily on our Facebook page when you enter niagaradio.net in their search bar. Incidentally, here in Niagara Falls, the city pools and splash pads were expected to be open today, and for sure by the 4th of July, according to the mayor, who's reportedly citing waiting for some repairs and finding certified lifeguards, hoping that now that most schools are closed, those employees will be available. Recently, on another radio station in the area, they've been saying that the only splash park that is open in the city of Niagara Falls is the one in Veterans Memorial Park. But I believe what they meant is the beautiful splash park that's in Veterans Memorial Park in the town of Niagara on Lockport Road. That's the one that's open, with Town Supervisor Sylvia Virtuoso saying you don't have to live in the town of Niagara to come and enjoy the splash park, and that everyone is welcome. Incidentally, speaking of the town of Niagara, the first Music Mania Monday will be held this Monday in the town of Niagara Town Park. That date is the 30th of the month. For complete details on all the concerts, including a special 4th of July celebration that will actually take place on the 5th of July, you can check on the bands that will be appearing and the other features that you'll find, including food trucks and other refreshment, all online under the Town of Niagara Recreational Department or under Music Mania Mondays. Sheriff deputies are looking into some items missing from a home on the Rochester Road in Royalton. They said the family had left for vacation for about 4 days, and when they got back, they noticed items in their house were moved around. Further investigation revealed that a number of coins were missing from a jug in the bedroom, and medicine was taken from a medicine cabinet. There was no sign of any forced entry, but deputies said a screen on a rear window had appeared to be tampered with. Sheriff investigators are working on the case and are checking to see who might have known that the family was leaving for a few days. Police arrested a North Tonawanda man on 10th Street yesterday after they say he was spotted rummaging through cars in the area when officers located him. He was allegedly in the middle of the street disrupting traffic and apparently was intoxicated. Police charged him with disorderly conduct in the case. He was identified as David Stanley of North Tonawanda, who was issued that dreaded state appearance ticket. Well, maybe they should just make copies of the arrest papers for a man continually being arrested and released as prescribed by New York State. In two separate cases in the past few days, Dekondra Lancaster, who listed no permanent address, was arrested for aggressive panhandling and was told to stay away from the McDonald's in the city market on Pine Avenue. Well, yesterday, Lancaster was found there again and was charged with trespassing in the case. He was given another appearance ticket and told to move on, which he did, to an area business a few doors down on Pine Avenue, where he was reportedly spotted by police panhandling again. Once more, Lancaster was charged with aggressive panhandling, and as prescribed by the state law, he was issued an appearance ticket, again, to appear at a later date in city court. And if he does appear in city court, I for one wouldn't be surprised if they spotted him out front of the courtroom, panhandling again, thanks to old catch-and-release governor Kathy Hochul. Finally, Niagara County legislator Irene Myers is urging residents to contact Governor Kathy Hochul's office and to urge her to accept the hearing judge's decision that recommends denying CWM's bid to building a new landfill in the town of Porter. The Niagara County legislature passed its own resolution last week, and the hearing judge's recommendation marks a major victory for health and welfare of the community. According to Myers, she said, "Our region has been a dumping ground for way too long, and all to the detriment of our residents." And she said it's time for it to stop. But the battle, she said, is not over yet, as CWM is putting on a full lobbying effort for the state to reject the hearing judge's decision. Myers is urging people to contact Governor Hochul's office, either online or by calling her and leaving a message at 518-474-8390. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara on the same simulators the pros use during the summer, it's 30% off. And no matter what the weather is outside, it's cool and comfortable inside at the Links. We update our news every Monday to Friday afternoon, and you can hear it on NiagaraRadio.net on the hour and half hour, or by clicking our local news tab after refreshing your browser. And for your convenience, our news is also featured daily on Facebook by entering NiagaraRadio.net in the search bar. And if major news should break out at night or over the weekend, we'll break in and let you know here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.